You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we'd like to welcome to studio the Michigan Theater Program Director. Ruth Lednicer is here, as Russ Collins is away this week, and she's here for Cinema Chat. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
Well, I know everybody involved with the Michigan Theater and the Cinetopia International Film Festival is exhausted and run down because it is a build-up to and then working through what is an intense event, but by all accounts, a successful one.
It was very successful, and you'll hear in my voice, I have a bit of a cold that we've all been sharing over the past week or so as a result of working.
You're all run down.
We are a little bit. It was a 10-day, three-city festival. We're in Detroit, Dearborn, Ann Arbor, and actually in West Bloomfield as well, because the Maple was a huge successfully run venue for us. Yeah, it was great. From kicking it off in Detroit, where we had really good crowds and really great weather, and an outdoor event on the lawn of the DIA, through our week, and we our great new partner, the Henry Ford, they really put out, you know, the red carpet for us and really welcomed us. And it was great to kind of end the week in Ann Arbor with folks.
That's kind of where the heart and the soul of the festival is, right?
It is. It started there. You know, it's kind of like coming home for us because it's all in our home base. It was great. It was great. Crowds were really excited. Folks were really excited to see the movies. I had several people stop and thank me for doing the festival and say this was, they thought, the best lineup we've ever had. We had some really great movies, too.
Every reaction I've heard from people who are, and I have some friends that went to the Maple, who went to DIA, and others who were here in town in Ann Arbor, every person enjoyed everything they saw. And to a person, I know you'll be happy to hear this, they bought festival passes. They didn't just go to one movie. They wanted to experience the festival in its entirety.
That's great. I mean, that really is the way to see a festival. I mean, a pass gives you the ability. You can come in. You can see whatever you want. It was so fun to see people stopping each other. Even people they didn't know, they'd run into each other at a coffee shop and see their pass and say, what are you seeing? What did you like? What did you not like? It was great. My personal favorites, I had a few. And we had a lot of great filmmakers in town, including Martin Starr from Silicon Valley, who was here with some local filmmakers, Logan Kibbins and Sharon Green, with their film Operator, which was really huge crowds. And we had almost 500 people at the Michigan Theater to see that one night, and it showed several times. We had two that people loved, Hunt for the Wilder People, which is an Australian film, and Captain Fantastic, everybody loved. And I think you'll see that coming back very shortly because it was so successful.
Well, that'll be fun. And, you know, what's holding you up? Aren't you already working on next year's Cinetopia Film Festival?
We're going to take a week off or so. Be a little days. But, yeah, the other one I really want to encourage people to see, because it will be coming out on HBO later in this month, is the documentary Suited. In light of everything that's been happening, especially last weekend, it's really timely because it's a really great documentary about some tailors in Brooklyn who specialize in creating suits for transgendered individuals. And I encourage everyone to see that.
A lot to choose from the festival. Some of it will return. And, of course, we're already underway on works for the next Cinetopia Film Festival. Well, there are plenty of movies to take in this weekend, if you so desire, and some are continuing. You've been playing for a little while. Tell me a little bit about Lady Susan.
Yeah, so we had Lady Susan we were showing right before Cinetopia. Obviously, we cleared our screens for the time that we were showing Cinetopia films.
It's actually based on Lady Susan. It's called Love and Friendship, right?
Love and Friendship. You can tell I'm a little tired. It's based on a short story, a novella by Jane Austen. Love and Friendship's getting great reviews. Folks love it. It is stars Kate Beckinsale, and it's directed by the director Wilt Stillman, who also did Metropolitan and The Cosmopolitan. So he has a great visual style about him, and this is really getting rave reviews. I encourage folks to come down and see that if you like Jane Austen and if you like kind of period pieces as well.
And The Lobster, which seems to be a polarizing film of sorts, that too is continuing for a little while longer.
I feel personally vindicated by the fact The Lobster's doing so well. The Lobster is a...
You like it, but some people walk out.
Oh, yeah. Some people did not like this. We showed this in February as part of Direct from Sundance. It is a film with Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz, and it's a quirky... I don't even explain beyond the fact that it's in this dystopian world where if you're not a part of a couple, you have to go to the hotel. And if you don't become part of a couple within a certain period of time, you have to choose what animal you will become. I personally liked it because I understand from having been single for so long, the pressure to couple. And then if you don't couple, many people would escape and go run into the woods where the singles lived. But if you were in the singles area, if you coupled up, that was considered a betrayal. I enjoyed it. I really liked it. It won the jury prize at Cannes. It was a hit at Sundance. Some people didn't like it, But it is doing really, really well. We've got it back at the state this week.
Well, there's plenty of new movies opening as well. First and foremost, a new Greta Gerwig film, and she's kind of an indie favorite, Maggie's Plan.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. It has some sensibilities of being like a Noah Baumbach film, who she usually partners with. They did Frances Ha together. They did Mistress America. But this one is actually directed by Rebecca Miller, who's the daughter of Arthur Miller, the wife of Daniel Day-Lewis. I should not give those qualifiers, because she's a very qualified actress, right, and writer and director. But it kind of harkens back to the screwball comedy of the 40s and 50s in a way. It is a story about a young woman in New York, Greta Gerwig, who wants to have a child. It has this whole plan lined up to have a child on her own, and then becomes involved with a married man who's played by Ethan Hawke, breaks up his marriage, they get married, and then she realizes maybe she made a mistake. So she actually conspires with his wife, who's played by Julianna Moore, to maybe get them back together. It looks really fun. It kind of has that sensibilities of a mix of Woody Allen, Noah Baumbach, and the New York setting. It looks
like
really
that.
Fun.
Yeah. And what can you tell me about Genius? You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Michigan Theater Program Director Ruth Ledneiser. Genius comes from John Logan, who is an Academy Award nominated screenwriter.
Absolutely. And it's actually with Tony Award winning theater director Michael Grandage. It's his first feature film debut. So Genius is based on a book by A. Scott Berg about world-renowned book editor Maxwell Perkins and the work that he did. The book focuses on more of the authors that he did. The movie really focuses on his work with Thomas Wolfe. He also represented F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ernest Hemingway, others who are in the film. Guy Pearce is F. Scott Fitzgerald. Dominic West is Ernest Hemingway. But Jude Law plays Thomas Wolfe, and he wasn't the original choice for this. Michael Fassbender was going to be Thomas Wolfe, and he actually had to drop out to...
But I can totally see Jude Law in that character.
Well, so the interesting thing is that Michael Grandage had worked with Jude Law on stage, and he said he actually really saw him better in that role because he's a great stage actor and isn't afraid to kind of, for lack of a better word, chew the scenery of it, right, and really take a grand character. And he plays Thomas Wolfe very much that way. So it's a really interesting...
And you'd have to.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really interesting way to look at this classic American story in a way of all these American authors and this editor who really, it shows the work that editors do in really helping to shape great works of fiction. The ironic thing is all the actors in this, as you tell this American story, are British or Australian. Don't know why. It's just an interesting side note that they used all foreign actors to play great American characters.
It's amazing to me how they pull off the American accent at all times, and you could never detect.
Yeah.
Well, I know that there are huge fans of Finding Nemo that are excited,
yes,
that 13 years after the original opening, Finding Dory is making its way to the
screen. Well, and I was a little stunned that it's been 13 years. 13. I mean, because how many times
remember,
have we watched?
Only because I remember taking my kids when they were really little.
Right, and now you're doing college
adults.
Visits.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. Finding Dory is the, I call it sequel. Oh, here we're running out of time. It's the sequel to Finding Nemo. It's great. It's got Ellen DeGeneres, Albert Brooks, and the same characters, and it's really going to be fun. It's going to be fun for folks to see.
I did enjoy the original, I have to tell you. That was good. And there's a load of special screenings downtown as well, including High Society.
Yes, our summer classic series kicks off Sunday and again Tuesday with the 1956 version with Grace Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby.
And that's how we know summer is here.
Exactly. Exactly. We have a great lineup all summer, so take a look at our website, michigantheater.org.
And you can find that information on our website at WEMU.org. For Ruth Ledneiser, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.